You're listening to the Happy Hour Podcast with Dr. Jay Dene. The Happy Hour Podcast is a space for the self-aware, accomplished woman and leader, professionally or personally, to connect, learn, and grow, fueled by her feminine juices. Listen to hear strategies and processes from Dr. Jay Dene and other experts to begin working to live a full and satisfying life while amplifying your leadership effectiveness.
Good morning, Power Up Your Authentic Leader. This is Dr. Jay Dene. I hope that you enjoy your quiet time on. And I just want to encourage you to do that as often as possible. Daily is optimal. Start off with the time that you have or that you feel comfortable with sitting still and just work from there, okay? Today I want to talk about work-life balance. And I want to start off with two analogies to sort of illustrate what I mean. So we balance our checkbooks because we know that if we don't, something's going to get missed. We'll probably pay something twice. The children may starve. We may run out of money, and we don't even know if we have enough money to cover our expenses. So we balance our checkbook. A more illustrative one might be the example of a car. Most of us drive, but even if you don't, imagine a car that has a flat tire, or imagine a car that doesn't have the wheels balanced. If you can imagine that car sort of bumping or, you know, sort of hobbling down the street all over the place, back and forth, the people inside won't be able to stand it too long. The car itself will have a new level of wear and tear. It won't go too far too fast. And I use that example to say that if we don't have work-life balance, then we become that bouncing car, that disrupted car, but we feel it on the inside of us. And a lot of times we don't pay attention to that feeling because we have stuff to do. We just go along with our day. But it's for that reason that I really want you to consider this. I want you to consider what you need in order to have a more balanced life so that work doesn't get too much and home doesn't get neglected or vice versa. And more than anything, that you don't get neglected because you are the common thread in both of those areas. And as a leader, you are very, very active. You're key. Your presence, your voice, your activity, key. It's critical. So a couple of areas to think about. Spiritual balance. So you can meditate. You can go for a quiet walk in nature. Do something that would allow you to connect to universal energy. Your financial stability, very important. Make sure you're living within your means. I think we know this. But if we're not there, then get there. Make it happen. Turn the cable off. Your physical. Now, we know we typically talk about physical well-being in terms of exercise. Very important. But the other thing is closeness and connection. So you have intimacy with some people, someone in your life, but you also have sex consistently. Your social balance, having good family time, good friend time, build that in. And psychological balance as well. The two things that I want us to think about, though, and to focus on here is really spiritual and physical. And I say those two because those two cut right through the muck. They get directly to the core of who you are. If they don't, they will eventually. Because when you engage yourself physically and spiritually on a daily basis, you're automatically going to heal. You're going to heal, which means that you're going to love more. You're going to love yourself more. You're going to feel more comfortable. You're going to accomplish more. And it's going to spill out from you. And so the people who you live with will know it and feel it. The people you work with will know it and feel it. It'll change your life. It just requires consistency. And when you start to heal and love more and all of those things, you become a better leader. So you become more productive. People will actually like you. You won't feel so alone because you'll be more connected. And they'll work harder for you. So I just want you to consider work-life balance and however that looks for you. And again, I always say start off small if you need to. That's perfectly fine. But get started. Make sure it's something that you want to do. And all of those areas, think about how you're doing already and what you might want to contribute or add to that if you need to. But definitely focus on the spiritual and the physical well-being. I hope this is useful for you. I hope you have an awesome day.
So I want you to keep in mind as we move along that you are on your journey, and I want you to be kind and gentle to yourself along the way. I also want you to stay in touch with me on Instagram at Dr. Jay Dene And until the next time, take good care of yourself. Bye-bye.